This time of day on Wednesday on The Exchange always marks the beginning of our Vents Day segment, your chance to vent your spleen politely on a couple of topics in the news. This week's topics, Oregon's governor switch and declaring war on ISIS. Your calls and comments welcome. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. 800-838-3760, or by email jx@jeffnet.org. We'll start with the more time-sensitive item, Oregon's new governor. In about 90 minutes, Kate Brown will take the oath of office to become Oregon's chief executive. She will replace John Kitzhaber, the only person elected to four terms as governor in Oregon, though he served little more than a month of term number four. Kitzhaber leaves under an ethical cloud with state and federal investigations underway, largely focused on the activities, acceptance of money, and exercise of authority of his fiancée, soon-to-be ex-First Lady Sylvia Hayes. Last week, we talked about what should happen 2 days before Kitzhaber announced his resignation. Today, let's talk about what did happen or what will. What advice would you give Kate Brown, for example, as she prepares for at least 2 years in the governor's office? Join us on The Exchange at 800-838-3760 or email jx@jeffnet.org. Topic two will be taken up by Congress when it returns from another vacation next week. The AUMF, or Authorization of Use of Military Force, requested by President Obama to wage war against Islamic State, or ISIS, or ISIL, if you prefer. We've already been attacking the group in the Middle East for 6 months. There are standing AUMFs for Afghanistan, passed in 2001, and for Iraq, passed in 2002. And the Obama administration claims those AUMFs stretch to fit the current mission, but a new one would certainly be nice. It would certainly get Congress on the record as declaring war, in essence, against ISIS. Let's hear from you. Should the president even go to Congress? How should Congress set up another authorization of force, a war declaration, to keep it limited? We're talking about no boots on the ground and a 3-year limit thus far, but are those too confining in your mind? Let's get your thoughts. The authorization of use of military force, AUMF, or essentially a war declaration against ISIS, and the prospects for Oregon's next governor and the process of getting the old one out. Join us on Vents Day, 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. We go first to Ann in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Thank you. I think it's a disgrace how John Kitzhaber was run out of office by the editorial board of the Oregonian and the Republican Party. I don't think there has been any evidence shown that he has done anything whatsoever. The allegations are all against his fiancée, and I think it's just another bit of evidence of how when Republicans can't win elections, they find some nefarious way of getting the person out of office anyway.
They were not very visible in this, though, Ann. You have to admit, I mean, they really didn't say much of anything. I mean, the editorial page of the Oregonian was doing most of the work for them.
Well, yeah, but who runs the editorial page of the editorial board of the Oregonian? I mean, they always go for a conservative slant, and, you know, that was the Republican Party's foot soldiers. So, thank you.
All right, thank you, Ann. Appreciate it. I did see there have been quite a few criticisms, particularly reading the letters to the editor in the Oregonian itself. But then there was a really interesting column by the editorial director at the Salem Statesman Journal who said that he thinks that the Oregonian got Pulitzer pox, where because they won a Pulitzer Prize for best editorial last year, that they wanted to keep up the string and just went for more trophies, and that's why their coverage was as aggressive as it was. I mean, what do you think? With, I mean, they were doing the watchdog role, that's certainly true, but did they overdo it, I guess, is one of the questions that lingers out there. And for that matter, and when we talk about, as Ann just did, in the context of Governor Kitzhaber himself not necessarily doing anything wrong, if Sylvia Hayes was the one who did things wrong, potentially actionable at a legal level, what responsibility does he bear for creating an environment in which that could happen or for not stopping it? These are other things to think about. But we can also cast ahead, not just talk about the Kitzhaber departure, the person leaving this door, but the person coming in that door, Kate Brown as Oregon's governor, and any thoughts you might have about what she should be doing as she prepares to take the reins of office in the state of Oregon. This is Vents Day on the Exchange. Let's hear your thoughts. 800-838-3760, anywhere in our listening area. 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Mark in Reading, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Good morning.
Hi.
Yes, the call for war against the Islamic State or ISIS or Daesh or whatever has no geographic boundaries, and also it says there, you know, the way that it's written up is that no sustained or I can't remember exactly the wording, but it would imply that there wouldn't be boots on the ground for any length of time, but it's so totally vague that anything could be interpreted into it. So we could well be signing ourselves into another world war with this, if it goes through, which I presume it will, since Congress is rarely able to resist going to war at the behest of a president.
Would you rather have that the old, because essentially what is being done right now is the claim is being made that the 2001 AUMF, which allowed the war against al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, still essentially stretches by definition to fit what's going on now. Would you rather just see that one continue to be used rather than...
No, what I would rather is something that can't happen, and that is that I would rather that we hadn't invaded Afghanistan and that we hadn't invaded Iraq. That's what I would rather.
Ah, not going back in time on this one, though.
There's no way in the world to stop that. I think that we're just, falling into the next world war, that's all. It's just... at this point, inevitable. We have set ourselves up to be the world police officer. We involve ourselves in the civil wars of everybody else. We've been doing it since First World War, when we involved ourselves in the ongoing European Civil War after we said we wouldn't with the Monroe Doctrine.
All right, all kinds of things to think about. Thanks for the call, Mark. Appreciate it. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange, your chance to vent politely on topics in the news. Today's topics, the governor's switch atop Oregon's government, and the authorization for the use of military force, that lovely term that comes down to AUMF, or war declaration, if you prefer, against Islamic State. And this is the declaration that President Obama has requested from Congress. Congress generally not interfering a whole lot in presidents waging wars over the last several decades. Your thoughts more than welcome. 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760, or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Tony in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Yeah. One thing I would like to bring up, that dame doesn't have much in the way of brains.
Are we talking about Sylvia Hayes?
Yeah. Or the Oregonians has been behind and pushing and wanting Kassoffer in there since he first started running. Suddenly they turned on him. Okay. Now, is Kate Brown a Democrat or a Republican? Maybe she should stop looking at the political party and look at the person. Kassoffer has taken taxes, and he spends them in Portland, Salem, and a little trickle into Eugene. The rest of the state kind of, sets there like, you took our tax money, but we get nothing.
What in particular do you think he should have been funding that he didn't in Southern Oregon?
Well, he's got mass transit and all this fancy stuff in Portland. Why doesn't he get it in the rest of the state? We don't have public transportation. And I live in the country. I would like to be able to use something besides my car, especially as expensive as insurance is getting. And we don't have it here. And also another point that Guy and you are not making is, they're not declaring war against Islam. It is against the mask criminal element called ISIS, Taliban, and Al-Qaeda. Because they are wanting to take over the world, and I don't know about him, but I'm not about to do the way they want. I'm not going to let them dictate to me, and that is what they want to do.
All right. Thanks for the thoughts, Tony. Appreciate it. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange, your chance to vent your spleen on topics in the news. This week's topics, the governor's switch atop the state of Oregon, with Kate Brown taking over the governor's office with the departure of John Kitzhaber. Thoughts about Kitzhaber's resignation, thoughts about Kate Brown's ascendance, and things that she should keep in mind as she works ahead for what is essentially a two-year term as governor. Because of the way that Governor Kitzhaber resigned, the next biennial election, the next even-numbered year election, needs to have a run for a two-year term for governor. So that will happen in the fall of 2016. So we're looking at potentially a governor's race in 2016 and then again in 2018 back on the regular schedule. But Kate Brown taking office this morning a little after 10 o'clock, heard here on the News and Information Service. Thoughts about that? Thoughts about the authorization of use of military force against the Islamic State in the Middle East. What should Congress include? What should Congress leave out of the authorization of military force? Boots on the ground, no boots on the ground, time limit, no time limit. Your thoughts more than welcome. 800-838-3760 throughout the listening area. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Here's an email from Annette in Eugene. She says, I can't understand why Facebook, Twitter, or any other social site is allowing the ISIS atrocities on. This isn't a free speech issue. The main reason they are barbaric is because they know they have an audience. Who's making money off their heinous social posts, social in quotes? And that from Annette in Eugene. What are your thoughts? I mean, the fact is that it seems like every time there is a particular atrocity, that the response tends to be particularly strong. When Americans are beheaded, as they have been, that's when Americans call for more use of force against Islamic State. When the Jordanian military member was burned alive on video, and that was run on the internet, all of a sudden, Jordan is beginning to make airstrikes on Islamic State positions. What do you think about the way to proceed from here? 800-838-3760 throughout the listening area. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. John and Vanita, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Howdy.
You know, as far as the, you know, Governor Kitzhaber goes, and just politics in general, without having them appoint their own, you know, investigators about their wrongdoing, which is what looked like we were close to have happening before this graduated, if they are caught doing something really horrible, I mean, and pilfering or transferring funds, that's fraud is big. And this isn't small business. Small business, you'd probably go to jail. If you manage to squander $300 million, you might go to the foundation of a dam. You know, and then the bridge that doesn't happen, millions of dollars. Okay, and I'm not ganging up on him. I'm saying, let's have an honest investigation. If he's found really negligent here, or not just negligent, but just guilty, he'd go to prison for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I feel the same way about George Bush and Dick Cheney. I think they should be tried for war crimes. And no, we don't need to be in another war, not unless we're being attacked. And when we do get in a war, we need to have a real one, you know, like get it done. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for that, John. Appreciate it. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange, your chance to vent graciously on topics in the news. Our topics this week, the governor's switch atop Oregon and declaring war on ISIS through a new authorization of use of military force. It's a mouthful, which is why you'll often just see the headlines referring to the AUMF, the authorization for use of military force, which is probably still a sanitized way of saying declaration of war, because that's what it amounts to, a declaration of war against the Islamic State group, which is a stateless group, but trying to take over and has taken over large swaths of territory in Iraq and Syria. New uprising in Libya this week, which is essentially stateless since the departure of Muammar Gaddafi. All kinds of things to think about here. Let's get your thoughts. 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Bahram and Eugene, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hello. I just had a comment about this situation that's going on.
All right.
Not really very complicated. I guess it's all figured out. We need to be more closer to Iranian foreign policy about in Middle East, and stop supporting the ones who really seeking violence in any sort. any kind of terrorists, whether individual groups or state sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they should have closest relation with Iranian as much as possible. So clarify ourselves, besides we can do something positive of a future outcome.
So join and forces with Iran to fight this threat, you think?
That's right.
All right.
And I think we should put all the egos aside and start bottom line and start talk something really substantial about peace in Middle East. And probably that's going to solve the rest of the world's problem, more or less. But we need to somehow change, re-look our policy in Middle East a little bit harder, you know, and rather than be confused about what's going on. Maybe, you know, this time in Syria doesn't happen. What happened in Libya, it will happen, believe me. Mm-hmm. It's all the terrorists are waiting at the door to see some kind of chaos to take advantage of what they can't bring about change in their own lives.
All right. Thanks so much for the input. I appreciate that. This is Jefferson Exchange. This is our Vents Day segment. That's from Barham and Eugene, suggesting we move closer to Iran, work with Iran jointly to solve some of the issues in the Middle East. So many different issues here, though. And when you look particularly what has happened in Syria, where the discussion of Bashar al-Assad and his civil war against his own people, the use of chemical weapons, the drawing of the line, the United States would get involved if the line was crossed. The line was crossed. We didn't get involved. But now, because Islamic State, ISIS, ISIL, whatever you want to call it, is on the rampage in Syria and Iraq, suddenly there's a potential ally here in the regime, so everything gets that much more complicated. It boggles the mind sometimes, the level of complexity. But the authorization for use of military force would be 3 years of operations. It's a 3-page thing, so it's not that terribly large a document, and is somewhat vague apparently on a core issue, deploying of ground forces. I'll get to read that in just a moment. Let's get your thoughts though about the authorization of use of military force. Our other topic today about the switch in governors atop the state of Oregon, effective this morning around 10 o'clock, when Kate Brown takes the oath of office, replacing John Kitzhaber, who is resigning as the governor of Oregon, and all that led up to that, and all that leads from it. What should Kate Brown be doing in the next couple of years? Should she take the bull by the horns and lead the state as if she were the elected governor? Should she act like a caretaker? I mean, is there a particular approach you'd like to hear from Kate Brown? 800-838-3760 across the region, 800-838-3760, or jx@jeffnet.org. Ed in Dunsmuir, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi there.
Hi.
If we look back at over the last 10 years at all the governments we've helped to topple in North Africa and the Middle East, I believe all of them, or if not most of them, were secular governments, well, at least secular dictators. And they've been replaced by religious governments. Why don't we go after the real religious extremist governments like Saudi Arabia, where this religious ideology seems to come from?
Certainly their brand of Sunni Islam, Wahhabism, which is peculiar to Saudi Arabia, but... Yeah, well, you ask an interesting question there, and I think it comes down to three letters, O-I-L. I mean, if Saudi Arabia didn't have oil, didn't have the money to have that much influence in that part of the world, our relationship with Saudi Arabia would probably be very different from what it is.
Yeah, well, thank you for saying that.
All right, thanks, Ed. Appreciate it. Let's go to Holly in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Thank you for taking my call. I have a comment. My son spent 6 months as a machine gunner in Afghanistan, in the Marines. I know firsthand what it's like to have your son in a combat. a couple of his brothers in arms were killed. There's been, that's taken a toll. Everybody knows that. And my comment is that I would really like to see people stop bantering the term boots on the ground. When it's your kid over there, boots on the ground is very offensive. To have people that sit in, at home very comfortably and will never sacrifice but maybe it's some heartfelt feelings to be commenting about boots on the ground. Everything should be done to avoid war. And I would really like to see that comment stopped. I have a friend that her son is also in harm's way, or about to be, and she just posted on Facebook this same very offensive comment that people casually use. And that's my comment in totality, and I thank you for listening.
Thank you, Holly. Very much appreciate you letting us know where you stand. And we have to remember, when we talk about boots on the ground, we're talking about actual feet and actual human beings attached to those feet involved in the process, too. And yes, a very, very small percentage of the American public involved in the military. Your thoughts on Vince Day, welcome, 800-838-3760, jx@jeffnet.org. Joe in Talent comments on the governor switch in Oregon. Joe writes, sad our governor has stepped down due to some troubling lobbying accusations leveled at his fiance. I would have liked to see some sort of legal process to sort things out before this happened. Also troubled when a news organization decides who represents us or not. But guilty or not, he did the honorable thing and left office before it affected the state of Oregon negatively. Now, if Republican governors like Brownback of Kansas, Walker of Wisconsin, Jindal of Louisiana, Christie of New Jersey, Scott of Florida had the same sense of decency, they would step aside before harming their state any more than they have done so far. But money is money. That from Joe and Talent. Let us go to Steve and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Howdy.
Hi.
I wonder if we're reaping just what we've sown after events at Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo, the exposure of the torture of Guantanamo detainees. Is it any real surprise that there's a flashback?
You mean the blowback, in a sense?
Yes.
Yeah, well.
Is that on our heads just as a reaction to our actions in the Middle East? Do we still have the moral high ground that we used to, when I was growing up, always claim? The defenders of freedom, the justice for all, et cetera, et cetera. Have we lost that claim to the moral high ground? And are we reaping just what we've sown?
Well, that is a good rhetorical question, and we will leave it at that. Steve, thanks for that. Jenny in Roseburg, writing about the governor's switch, writes, Kate Brown has a chance to stand between Oregonians and corporate interests. Under the label of LNG exports, a threatened invasion of Oregonian homes, farms, and ranches, pollution of our waterways and wetlands, wrecking of hundreds of acres of productive farm and forest land, undermining of the timber market, all slated to be caused in the name of just 145 permanent jobs at the planned Jordan Cove LNG terminal in Coos Bay. I hope she takes this responsibility seriously, says Jenny in Roseburg. George in Wairika, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Well, that's kind of an interesting segue there. I wanted to comment on the newspaper's advocacy of people resigning,
mm-hmm.
Sort of like Jenny, her husband Clarence Thomas, ruling on the same products that Jenny was paid $100,000 to advocate, and he neglected to mention that on his mandatory financial release.
Right.
I wonder what the newspaper would think about that. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, George. Appreciate it. So there we have it. Another Vince Day segment come and gone. They go by fast, don't they?